All right, welcome into another edition of Catching Up with Tommy Mac podcast here on 1010XL's podcast platform at 1010XL.com. Of course, on Facebook Live. Good morning, Facebook. And here on the relevant app, check us out on Apple, the Apple Store, and Google Play. Group messaging chat with live interactive podcast. So easy to do a podcast. Anybody can do one, and so can you. I'm doing one on there right now as I'm here with you this morning. So normally in my my day on Tuesday, well, every morning I typically take my youngest lioness to school downtown, and we're out at the beach. So, you know, it's a nice drive. We're jamming tunes. We're talking. Sometimes she doesn't talk at all, but that's okay. I'm jamming tunes anyway. And then I'll come back over the Matthews, and I'll get on Southside, and then I'll come at Beaches Southside. I sit at the Wawa. The Wawa's got good coffee, so you know, take a leak, go get some coffee. I don't know why you're plugged in with nothing else plugged in, but that's okay. And then I sit in my car, and I typically write up the show. Well, today I'm like, I got everything except what, a pen. Like, man, and I'm my family knows I'm really weird about my pens, like. I have a pen. You probably all have it. It's like the G7. It's really like, I don't know, like a gel pen. Man, it writes so smooth. I've got a ton of them at home. I normally keep one in my right here in my because you always need a pen. My friend JR used to tell me, always got to have a pen. And then you watch, you know, Joe Pesci, what he did with a pen. So it's kind of, you know, kills two birds with one stone. But I didn't have a pen. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a freaking pen. I got everything else, but not a gosh darn pen. But I ended up finding a pencil. And so today's show brought to you by Pencil, because who writes in pencil? I mean, unless you're a carpenter or a contractor, somebody like that, or a kid, like, who's writing in pencil? But nonetheless, and you know what? The thumb muscle didn't hurt. It must be in good shape. So nonetheless, here we are, man. Excited today, because that was a fantastic victory for our hometown team. Fantastic. We're going to get into, look, way easier to critique when we win. But from a 30,000-foot level, even down to 10,000 feet, that was a fantastic victory for the team, for the organization, for the staff, for Urban, for everybody involved. Of course, the players, the fans, just fantastic. I mean, you beat a really good football team. I don't care. Don't give me anything. I don't want to hear, oh, it was a trap game. That doesn't matter. That was a very, very good team. By the way, their defense came to play. That was a tough, tough defense. That's, no wonder they're ranked top in the league on many fronts. But what a great victory in front of the hometown. What a great – and everyone's like, on U.S. soil, you know, shut up. Like, it's just – it's an awesome victory right here at downtown Jacksonville. So I was very excited about that. I could take my medicine no problem. It's funny, fans are like, oh, you didn't give us a chance. I didn't give you a chance. I didn't give them a chance, but they proved me wrong. And I tell you what, it was fun to watch. What a great, great game to watch. Our defense, incredible. Let me just look, and I know, and I want to see moving forward. We'll get into that. But, man, the way the defense executed, the way the game plan was put together by Joe Cullen, the way he called the game, it was, man, just brilliant, brilliant pressure, attack, screw around with coverage a little bit, but make sure that quarterback is you rattled Josh Allen. You rattled one of the best quarterbacks in the game who was having an MVP year. Last 2 weeks, Jags in the week before, not so much, but still a very, very good quarterback, and you rattled his ass. You know, he started to get going a little bit, but overall, it was not enough. You picked him off a couple of times. You got after him. The sacks were there, the tackles for loss, the QB hits. I mean, I'm really jacked up about it. I wrote down names. I mean, Josh Allen, Dwayne Smoot, Taven Bryan, Rudy Ford. What a man. Griffin coming up making some hits. Wilson making hits. Miles, Chaseon. They all, and I'm missing guys. Rashawn, you guys came to play. You came to play, and man, I hope this is the sign of the future. And, you know, I started thinking about it while I was getting the show together. I'm like, you know, let's just be on real, you know, like on layman's terms. You look at Joe Cullen, you gotta trust your guys to call that kind of game. Sorry about the spit. Glad nobody's in here. We'd have to be spraying Lysol all over. We should do that anyway. But to call that kind of game, that kind of attacking style defense, you got to trust your players. You got to trust your coverage, especially that they can handle it for just 3 seconds, maybe four. You know, can you lock them down for that? Can I trust you enough that I can send the house from time to time? He sent more than they could block. I've been waiting for that for how long? And I guess what I'm getting at is I sit back. I'm like, okay, that's it, right? And maybe this is the sign of the future. Because if I'm Joe Cullen, that's the kind of defense I want to play. I want to call. I want to coach. I mean, that's it. Now you throw in these, the turnovers and that kind of thing. Get them up to scoring on a turnover. Now you taking it to a next level. I mean, I'm really excited. And the players, I mean, Josh Allen, MVP. No, I mean, what a great game by him. Smoot had a great game. Taven Bryant, I mean, you know, I think he, you know, look, it's a long time coming in the sack department, but I bet you if you studied film against the run, you'd be pretty impressed by Taven Bryant. That's just my two cents, but what a great job, man. What a great job. You know, and as a former defensive player on this team, that's how you play defense, baby. That's how you play it. It reminds me of, remember back, and I'm not even going back to when I was playing. I remember being in the stands dancing to Stroud and Henderson and Mopey and Double D and Aiken and Spicer and all these just badass players, man. And it was like, let's go. It's like a rumble. Daryl Smith, who could forget? One of the best linebackers players in the history of our franchise. But that's the kind of defense that gives you a chance every single time, man. Every single time you got a chance with that. Now we're gonna critique a little bit. We're gonna critique a little bit of that, but because you have to, you have to, and it's easier to do, right? I'll just start out. Third down has got to change. Both sides. Defense was terrible. Offense was horrific. Again, I looked up the offense. Check this out. On third down, we're last in the league, 29.8. We were 2 of 13 against the Bills. Hey, I know Bills are a good defense, so you still got to play them. Credit them. The defense came to play. Hey, by the way, LaVisca and then Taven Austin went after Dre White, number 27. I want to know the inside scoop on that. Like, I wonder if there was some smack talking going on or he heard something through the media. And I mean, they went after him. And he defended himself, but man, I love chippy foot. I love that stuff. That's a rumble, baby. We're rumbling. Like, yeah, damn right. What'd you say? Kapow. You know, as long as you don't get the penalties, ton of penalties. Man, 20 overall. They had 12, we had 8, but that was a great game. I was excited, man. I was excited. That's fun to watch. That's how you do it. But got to get a little bit better. Hey, we're better on fourth down on offense, by the way. We're 41.8%. On defense, we're terrible. We're almost at 80%. 7 out of 9. 7 out of 9 for the D. That's terrible. But nonetheless, what a great game. And very excited for this team. And let's see where they're going. Now, the offense, it wasn't that great. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. You know, we shut down. I was looking at the stats. Our defense shut down the run. Josh Allen had, I think, 50 yards on 5 carries. So that made the yards per carry go way up. Other than that, we shut down Singletary. You know, they didn't do much on the ground. They didn't do much on the air. 264 yards. I mean, we didn't do anything on offense. 218 yards. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, and it's got to be better. The O-line, look, Walker Little, you know, it's funny. Urban said you played well. I didn't watch the actual tape, but and maybe you did. I'm sure you did on occasion, but I don't know, man. I saw you get run right past. I saw you get run right through. I don't know. Your hands are still in. I don't know why they're not out. You're a big, strong guy. I'm sure you are. But first start, you know, I know it was a tough defensive front. Buffalo's good. They're good. Our defense, hey, we beat up their offense. we beat up their offense and their defense beat up our offense, basically. That's why it was a 9-6 game. Matthew Wright, nice job. Nice job. Kickers are supposed to make kicks, and you did that, and that's fantastic. That's a fantastic thing. So I'm excited. I think it was great. Of course, now on to the next. I think Urban said it best. Okay, that's great, but if we don't build on that, it doesn't mean anything. And I agree with you, Urban. I totally agree with you. And I have to say, I'll save that to the end. I'll save that one to the end because I've been hard on Urbs. And, you know, look, it was a great victory. And I'm very happy for him. And I'm happy to take that medicine. All right, last night, interesting game, the Bears and the Steelers. I watched a good bit of that. I never make it to the end. I don't. I watch the end in the next morning as I get up early. But what a weird – first of all, Justin Fields, he's a real deal. He was fun to watch. And Ben can still do it, man. He can still do it. But Cassius Marsh, who used to be here at the Jags, I played with his dad, Curtis, in 95. He was a wide receiver. He gets bumped by the ref. Did you see that? The ref is kind of like king, like doing the cucaracha or something, and then flags him, I think, for taunting or something like that. And you're like, what? That's weird. That's like it's almost like a comedy, you know, like you're watching, like it's and the mob's involved and Vegas is involved and someone's got to throw the game. Hey, ref, bump a player and then throw a flag on him. You know what I mean? That was a very weird game. Came down to the wire. Fun game to watch, but that was interesting. All right, AFC South shaping up. Texans stink. We know that. Titans are unbelievable. Our offense has got to get a lot better. Let's be honest here. Our offense has got to get a lot better if we're going to take on any of these future teams and think we're going to have a chance, Indianapolis included. Okay? They're very capable of putting up a lot of points. Granted, we're good against the run. So, look, we shut down the Bills' running game. I would expect we're going to give them a run for their money. And that one, Jonathan Taylor, of course, ripped off like 170 yards last week. But this will be a great test for our D because their O-line is they get after it, man. But, our D-line gets after it. So we're going to get after it together and meet in the middle and have a rumble. It's going to be fantastic. Of course, the Colts, they beat up the Jets. I mean, look, AFC South shaping up. Where are we? What are we? 2-6? Hey, 3-6, 4-6, 5-6, 6-6. Nah. This town would go crazy. I would too. There's no doubt about that. No claim on OBJ, no waiver claim. Any team, not just the Jags, any team. I could see. I wouldn't look if they brought him in. I wouldn't have been. Oh, it's a bad move. I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, it's your preference. I just think that if he's not happy, he's just gonna be a headache. And do you need more headaches? I don't know. I would have gone after DeSean Jackson. I know the Raiders got him. We could use a deep threat. Deep threat. Just that Henry Ruggs story. Such a shame for everybody, including him. I mean, just not, gosh, that's why we have Uber. You know, that's why I know, look, I'm no saint, but, come on, 150 miles an hour. That's just, he obviously shouldn't have been behind the wheel. And I don't know, shame all around. I hate seeing that, man. I don't want, I want life to be good for everyone. I don't want it to be bad. You know, I want people to live a full life as long as they can and, you know, be happy and have joy and all that. But what a damn shame. But they bring in DeSean Jackson. I would have too. You need a deep threat. And that's what I thought. Like, hey, just bring him here for speed. Let's go. We did pick up John. Is it John Brown? I think it is John Brown. He can fly now. That guy's got that guy can fly. So that'll help. We need that deep threat. Hey, and credit Beth. What a throw. Hey, you know, here's an interest. So let me throw this at you. And granted, you can answer on either the relevant app with Catch Up with Tommy Mac podcast or, you know, Facebook, whatever. But, you know, after Beathard threw that pass, which was beautiful pass, beautiful, should have caught it. And then, you know, Trevor's standing there like, okay, I'm ready. It's funny, when Trevor came in, before even the snap, my wife's like, you know, I think you should have let that guy play it out. Like, not that you're making a switch, because you're not. And I was like, well, if he throws a touchdown, you know, not that anything's going to, you know what I mean? But they'll always be like, well, put in CJ if you know, if Trevor falters or whatnot. That wouldn't be, that wouldn't, I don't think that would happen. But he did make a great throw, and congrats to him. And, you know, too bad you couldn't catch and hang on to that one. Anyway, nonetheless, great game all around. Offense has got to get better. Offensive line's got to get better. Cam Robinson, I hope you're healthy enough to come back. I heard on the radio, I was on 1010XL, that it was muscular, not structural, which is fantastic. Everybody knows it has a bad back. There's nothing worse when your back goes out. Nothing worse. And I obviously, people even close to me going through major back stuff, and it's not fun. It's not fun at any level. But hopefully he can come back. You know, hope that today's Tuesday. They get the day off. Guys are getting rested and had a good night last night. You deserved it. And Sunday night, you deserved it. That was fun, man. That was fun. I'm really, really proud of the way they played. And again, congrats to Urban Meyer. And that's more like it. You know, now let's get the offense going. The offense, come on, last 2 weeks, not good. Trevor, not good the last 2 weeks. Don't give me this. Everyone's like, oh, you know, it's like, look, just call. I'm going to call it like I see it. I still think he's going to be great, but he hasn't played well the last 2 weeks. That it wasn't just a Jones miss, but you got to make that throw. Number one pick makes the throw. He just does, my opinion. And a lot of other people's opinions, especially the ones that are inside that building. You got to make that throw. Now, he needs more time. He needs more weapons. I agree with all of that. All of that. Dan Arnold, nice game. Nice game, man. I think we won that trade. I'll take a speedy tight end like you that knows how to make some plays. You know, got to get better on offense and get moving on. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll be back on Friday. I won't be on 1010XL or Facebook, but I'll be on the Relevant app. I wonder if I could do both. We'll see. I'm traveling on Friday. I'm not actually going to be on the radio other than from the road. You can come in, Beef. We're just about to wrap up. Beef's my esteemed producer today. We go way back, way back. He beat Hacker in a 40-yard dash once on live radio. It was one of the best moments in radio history. There's no doubt. It was, Beef. You were fantastic. It was absolutely incredible. All right, that'll do it for me. Go Jags. Great win. Enjoy your time. Next thing you know, it'll be Thursday, and the NFL will be back in action. That'll do it for me right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac's podcast on 1010XL's podcast platform, of course, on Facebook Live and on the Relevant app, a free download, easy to create a profile and join and listen to all the great content we have on the Relevant app, R-E-L-E-V-N-T, in the App Store and on Google Play. Until next time, be safe and stay cool. We'll see you right here on Catching Up with Tommy Mac.